let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanda.
Hi, Randy.
Here's a question for you. Have you ever been asked this, by the way? Are you a good travel companion?
You know, I'd have to say not always, but...
Well, that's an honest answer anyway.
Depends. Like, you know, we were kind of chatting about this. It's like, because I am a travel agent and you do go on holidays, people think you know everything about everything the second you land. And it's like, I don't actually.
It would be impossible to know everything.
Yeah,
and,
but you do try, and
it never fails. You always get the one question that you don't know the answer to, right?
Yes, so. That's right. There's more to it than just knowing everything, right?
Of course, and we're talking about a survey recently done by the global rescue companies, asking the question, "What makes a good travel companion?" And we'll ask you this question because I think I'm a pretty good travel companion because I'm pretty flexible and I'm pretty laid back. And so, is your partner a good travel companion? Because you guys travel everywhere, so you must be pretty good.
He is. He is absolutely calm and cool. Nothing fussed with him. He's pretty flexible. So I'd have to give him the good travel companion award versus me.
And I would say the same about my wife. She's a pretty good travel companion. But my wife leaves all the travel details up to me. And then she kind of looks after the packing and that kind of thing. So, yeah, she's a pretty good companion because we kind of have our roles and we fit into our roles. And she's a good she's flexible and she's up for anything, any kind of adventure. So she's a good companion.
Yeah, you know, and that's important because that was flexibility is a key quality for a good travel buddy. And that comes with, you know, somebody who can rebound from setbacks like bad weather leading to a canceled activity and to adjust to unexpected circumstances that will, you know, make headaches that do come with travel, right? So, and that was probably one of the surveys, one of the leading respondents as far as what they consider most important. Compatibility, which you've kind of shared with your, you know, traveling with your wife. So it's really important that you do have that conversation ahead of time if you're just friends or a new couple or family with regards to what the expectations are with the trip. Because one of the other big things is you don't want a negative attitude when you travel.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's the old saying that you don't really know somebody until you travel with them.
It's not the truth. It is so true. Yes.
And I'd be interested to know that how many relationships broke up after a trip or a vacation that we're just getting started out.
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure. And you don't want somebody that frequently complains or exhibits pessimism because that just ruins your trip just before it even starts, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're going on a trip to escape reality, really, at the end of the day. And whether you're a male or female, that ranks as one of the top survey responses with regards to what they want, you know, in a person that they travel with. Also a sense of humor, right? Mm-hmm. You gotta, you know, just laugh it off sometimes. You also have to agree on the financials. So your ideal travel companion doesn't have to have the same exact financial situation and budget as you do. But you guys are going to have the clear understanding of individual financial expectations for the trip because you don't want anybody chasing down payments or footing the bill unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. So I think that's super important as well. You don't want to, if you want to figure out the details in advance to prevent drama and chaos in your trip, that's really important. And also, you know, that they have the same goals for the trip as you. Like another sign that you found an ideal travel companion is that you want the same thing out of the trip. So, you know, do you want to spend all your time in a city center exploring museums, or do you want to relax at like a rustic outdoor activity and never spend time in the city? You know, some people really enjoy all inclusives, enjoy the sun, stay on the resort. Others want to explore outside the, outside and at the destination. And also factoring in some alone time. And I think that's important because you want to decompress and recharge, and an ideal travel companion understands and respects that. So they don't mind if you leave them alone for a bit or you change your mind on an activity. Some people just like to read a good book, right?
Exactly. And I guess it depends on what kind of a relationship you have with the person you're traveling with. Sometimes, well, if it's a spouse or a partner, you kind of know each other's characteristics and quirks versus maybe just traveling with a friend or someone that you travel with maybe once in a while with. So, yeah, the expectations and that was the big thing, like you mentioned, 51% said, having a like-minded sort of attitude of doing the things together or be interested in the same things. But it's interesting some of the other things that come up. The survey found that men and women agree on the characteristics of a travel companion, but they differ on their views regarding alarming traits, things like, as you mentioned, a negative attitude. But recklessness comes up too. I can think of, if you're going, say, on a hike or something like that, some people's idea of a hike may be different than another person's idea of a hike, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So totally true. And as we age, we're not as mobile, perhaps, as we want to be. So you have to consider what the interests are when you're going to a destination to explore that destination. So absolutely, you do have to have those conversations and such because. You don't want to get hurt on your holidays, but you also want to enjoy your holidays as well and do something different perhaps than at home because you're in a different environment too, right? It with regards to exploring and seeking out different adventures.
Exactly. So, I guess to sum it all up, flexibility, open-mindedness, good communications, a sense of humor makes a good travel companion. And the things you don't want to have is a poor attitude, recklessness, unreliability. Those are the things that you want to stay away from. So, always good to chat, Onanto. Onanto Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanto Forbes. OnantoForbes.com is her website. Fun chat, Onanto. Thank you.
Take care. Have a good week.